All right, coming to you live on some road in coming out of Chicago, going to Indiana for the 2-day course tomorrow. Really fucking pumped to be able to be out here and training the 60 guys, girls that we'll get to meet tomorrow. And hopefully, I'll be able to bring some knowledge and some help and bring it out and do the job a little better. But as I'm driving on the highway, I'm thinking about, like, how do I give more value? What are things that I'm not hitting on in class? And look, we hit on a lot of stuff, but I could always improve. I'm always trying to sharpen the game a little bit. I'm trying to make the program a little bit better. So the one thought I had as I was driving, I'm trying to lower the radio. I rented a Camaro. What a piece of shit car. It's the worst. Awful. Sorry, if anybody has a Camaro. But if you think I'm buying one, this thing's like uncomfortable. Crappy Camaro. But anyway, back to my thought was, a lot of guys and girls that I've talked to who are trying to do interdiction work are talking themselves out of stops. They're seeing the things that we talk about, the things that other coworkers are explaining to them, the things that I'm saying, the things that Brad's saying, the things that TJ's saying, and the things that Sean Pardesi is saying. And then you're seeing them happen, and then you're saying to yourself, no, but it didn't have like enough PC. Like, I don't know. Am I really seeing it? Like, you'll only know what you're getting when you try. So if you're talking yourself out of stops, you've already lost. I had people tell me all the time, like, that guy you spoke with recently. He's like, I'm there, but I'm not. Like, you're there. You're allowing your insecurities to prevent you from making a motor vehicle stop and trying. If you begin to do this stuff, so what? You're going to hit some stuff that you're not going to get. Like, you're going to hit cars like, fuck, it wasn't what I thought it was. But dude, until you try, how are you ever going to know? You're never going to get better at it. So you're pussyfooting around, doing stupid shit, talking yourself out of stops. Don't talk yourself out of stops. Try it. You get better at deciding which ones are more worrying than the other ones. But if you're trying to win this game, you're watching these videos, this excites you, you got to get out and swing and watch this shit all day long. But unless you're practical with the advice that all of us are giving you through the channels of Facebook, you're not going to win. You can't have reprehensible. Hey, listen, there's people, and look, it may not be for you, but it can be. I think anybody can learn this game. Anybody can learn this game at a very basic level. You can increase whatever you're looking to increase and become better at it. You don't have to be a guy getting 14 kilos and beating yourself up because you got a bag of weed. You don't have to be the guy that didn't get two loaded handguns tied to a homicide, but you're leading your department in arrests for warrants. Like, if you came to be a cop and you're trying to hone in on your craft and you have air cover from your administration and they're supporting you, you have administrative support, and you want to do this stuff, like, you have to try and stop talking yourself out of stops. You have to keep hitting it 100 times a day. You have to just learn how to. The only way to learn this craft is to practice, and that's it. None of us woke up one day and said, I'm going to be not only a good education, an educational speaker or interdiction guy or whatever it may be. We all practiced. You can too. All we are doing is, we don't think we're hot shit. I guarantee you, at the core of everything, myself, Brad, TJ, Lenny, Sean Pardesi, and anybody else, and Chaz and Doug, who I met, at the end of the day, I promise you that all these folks get a real satisfaction from having an impact in the world in law enforcement. That's where it comes from. Like, the money's okay. I'm able to employ a few people. We're growing. It's exciting that I get to drive places and people hear me fucking talk, which is crazy to me. But the biggest impact for us, and the biggest effect in art, is that, like, we're able to actually train people across the country through Facebook. Nuts. That's my advice today. I'm looking forward to seeing everybody tomorrow. I'm going to try to bring my fucking A game, so I'll get souped up and try to melt your faces. Smash your heads in. See ya.